relaxing feeling, and we call it tingles, and it usually starts in the top of your head and works its way down your back and through the rest of your body. So if you liked having your back tickled, your arms stroked or your hair played with as a child, and it made you feel all just calm and sort of in a trance, then you kind of, then you know what it is. It's that feeling. It's just, it sends you off into a daydream, and it's just really relaxing. And the videos on YouTube are to induce that feeling in the viewer. So we make sounds and we speak softly and we whisper. They're quite different, aren't they? But once you get into them and you are comfortable watching them, because they are quite different. Quite often we come up really close to the camera and we might speak very softly. And when you see that kind of thing on TV, it's normally someone trying to be sexually provocative or something like that. But we're really not. We're just being calm and quiet and kind. So once you get into that and realise that it's nothing like that at all, and in fact it's just intended to make you feel relaxed, and it's a nice experience. And I watch the videos nearly every night now.
Now, you've answered the question, because Gemma Van Gogh, who's a fan of yours, says she wanted to know the science behind ASMR, and she was also fascinated to know why people experience. So you've kind of covered that. With the sounds that people get, so basically, just to give people an idea, if you're in bed late at night, you've got your mobile phone or your Kindle or your laptop, you can plug in your headphones, go and have a look for ASMR, preferably Whispers Red, and then you'll find sounds. Now, some sounds, you might, as you said, you might find them, they're not very soothing, because some people like scratching noises or tapping. Yeah. It's all different noises.
Yeah, it's all different sounds, and we all have different triggers. So when I started watching the videos, I was quite surprised by some of the sounds that gave me the feeling, because the whole of my life I'd only experienced it face to face, or in at the opticians, or at the hairdressers. Excuse me, I'm still bunged up. And or when someone played with my hair or whispered in my ear. So, and I get it sometimes, you know, when you're in the house on your own and the fridge is going. That sound, I used to get it from that, or if someone was typing on a keyboard or turning a page. But when I started watching the videos, I was triggered by water sounds and tapping on things and whispering right up to the camera. And when you use your microphone very close to your mouth, it picks up different sounds that you don't normally hear in day-to-day life. So that there are so many different triggers, and so many different people making videos as well. And when you find a connection with someone that you really enjoy watching, then it just goes on from there, really.
It is one of those things, once you start listening to AMSR, I was standing in the kitchen the other day, and I've got granite work surface, and I was just doing like a little tap. I can't do it now, but I was just tapping. And then suddenly I thought, I'd sent myself into like some sort of hypnosis. Because you start to listen, you really do listen. To everything around you, thinking, oh, that sounds really, that could sound really good through the through the headphones.
You tune into it. The more you start to focus on something, the more sensitive you become to it as well. So now, when I, I've been doing this for about nearly 3.5 years now, and I've been listening to videos for longer than that. So I'm hypersensitive now, and anything that goes on in the house, I can hear everything. I can hear electrical noise. I can hear sounds from really far away. And when I started watching videos, I was doing the same thing. I was going around the supermarket tapping on things. You just, it becomes normal. And I think it's just part of being, I think it's part of being a sensitive person. But once you become aware of yourself, you notice things about yourself more. So you do, you just become more self-aware. And it's not just watching videos on YouTube and connecting with people all over the place and learning new things about yourself. You kind of, it becomes much bigger than that. I've really grown as a person by doing this and watching other people. Sounds quite strange, but I think once you get into it, you realise that, that is the case.
How difficult is it to come up with ideas? Because obviously you put up videos on a regular basis. So you, how do you come up with the ideas? Is it just through sort of day-to-day life, or do you just test and see what happens?
Well, I think because I've experienced it as long as I can remember, it's just a normal thing for me. But there is an ASMR video in everything.
Yeah.
Because it's just about life, really.
Mm.
So you can make sounds with everything, and you can talk about any subject. And if you're talking softly, then that's an ASMR video.
Yeah.
So the ideas just come along, and the more you do it, the more ideas come along, because the more you realise what triggers other people as well. So you can make a whole video out of one very simple idea.
And a lot of these videos, when you do them, they go on some of them for an hour, up to an hour,
and
sometimes they're actually continuous filming. So you've got, you start, you know, with, hello, it's Emma. That's the voice I'm used to hearing. Mm-hmm. And then it's a whole hour. So do you ever get through halfway through, or something happens, or somebody makes a noise, or do you normally get through them okay?
Oh, yeah. You know those throat crackles you get?
Mm.
I can't really describe them any other way, but when you've got a microphone really close to your mouth, as I'm sure you know because you'll experience this, the microphone picks everything up.
Yeah.
You know, you might do a little cheeky burp or something like that. It all happens, so you have to press stop.
There'll probably be somebody going, "Oh, I would like to have a burp video," because people can actually get in contact with you, can't they? And they can suggest a lot of people, because when we're talking about this, that you have millions, over 2.5 million, I think it is, on quite a few of your videos. That people have, that's 2.5 million people have watched.
Yeah.
What you've done, and that's a huge amount. I mean, that's a huge amount of people. What does it feel like to know that there's people all over, and it is all over the world, it's worldwide, isn't it?
Yeah, it can get a bit overwhelming now and again, but I try not to pay attention to all that, because I really feel like I'm connecting with people who are just like me, and that's a really nice thing, so I don't want it to become something that's scary or difficult to do. There are just some amazing people in the world. I know we hear so many things on the news, don't we? And so many scary stories. We're kind of conditioned to be afraid, aren't we, a lot? But the majority of people in the world are just so nice and lovely, and those are the people that we connect to. So I hear from them all the time. I get emails every day. Encouraging emails, and then emails from people telling me things that are happening in their lives and how the videos help them and that sort of thing. And it's just really nice. I'd rather focus on that than be worried about how many people are watching. You know, and start to think about numbers and what to do to gain subscribers and that kind of thing. It's just such a different part of YouTube. When you watch normal YouTube videos, at the end the content creator person will go, subscribe, like, and we never do anything like that. It's not about that at all. It's really, really nice.
I mean, I've because I started watching your videos, I've obviously watched other videos. Some people you connect with straight away and some you don't. So my advice would be, if you're out there, and it's very good for people, by the way, if you've got sleep problems, if you've got I think actually, you know, it's a thing for people who've got anxiety, because it's completely free, and you might find it just works for you. And as I said, it is free, because you just go onto YouTube and you've just got to give it. If you don't get it with the first video or the first lot of sounds, you just need to listen to a couple, and then you'll go, now I understand what it's about.
Yeah, you find your trigger. That's what happened to me. I was diagnosed with PTSD after an accident. And I really needed to fall asleep. I was finding it so difficult. And I wanted to find some kind of relaxing sound, like a water sound or rainforest sound in the background. And that's how I found ASMR. And then the rest is history, really. I'm more or less addicted. But they've helped me so much and calmed me down, helped me to sleep. Just have some sound on in the background of a soft voice, soothing you to sleep, is so valuable.
I particularly, there's one of your videos, I think the first one was the brushes, which was like, that's definitely, because I heard a couple of tapping ones. I'm like, I'm not too sure about tapping.
Yeah.
But then the brushes, I was like, oh, yes, well, that's good. But it is the sensation of it. If you like going to the hairdressers and have your hair washed, although you've got headphones in, that's the kind of, because you'll get, it sounds as if somebody's in your head. They're not actually physically touching you, but it's those sounds. And and very funnily enough, is the hair brushing was another one. You listen, it reminds me of being a child and my mum brushing my hair. which meant you felt, you feel safe and relaxed and calm. And it goes from ear to ear as well once you've got your, you know, you listen on, with your headphones on.
Yep.
It is superb. If people want to find out more, and if you want to have a look at Emma's sites, it's on Whispers Red, which is on YouTube. You've also got your own website as well.
Yep, whispersredasmr.com.
Okay, and you've got your Twitter account too.
I do, yeah, Instagram, all of that stuff, yeah. I have to make sure I don't get too addicted to social media. It's very easy, isn't it?
Yeah, I do like doing a few tweets. Now, if you do open a spa, I'm hoping that somebody is going to open, and hopefully it will be you, opens an ASMR spa, because I think it would be amazing. Wouldn't it be great? Because you don't have to go in and have, you just go, I'd like to have a scalp massage, I'd like to have my, I'd like to have brushes on my hand. Thank you.
Just something like that, because I used to pay my brother and sister to tickle my back and draw letters on my back.
Yes.
I never actually gave them the money in the end.
Yeah.
I just pretended I would.
Yeah.
And then I'd pretend that I didn't know what the word was, so they had to do it again. or I'd ask my cousin to play with my hair, that kind of thing. So if I could go somewhere as an adult, it's very difficult to get someone to do that for you.
Yeah.
But if I could go somewhere and pay someone, then I wouldn't feel guilty.
No.
And I'd thoroughly enjoy it. It'd be lovely.
I think you should... try and sort that out, Emma. I think you've got so many people be queuing up through the door, it'd be unbelievable. Where are you going today? Well, I'm going to have letters drawn on me back. It's been fantastic to speak to me. Thank you so much. I said I'm a massive fan of ASMR, and your channel in particular is brilliant. So don't forget, check out Whispers Red if you want relaxation before you go to sleep. And it really does help you with stress and everything else. So thanks very much to them, Emma. Okay. Hope you feel better soon as well.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Take care. All right.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. That is the lovely Emma there, ASMR. If you want to find out some more information, have a look online on YouTube.